35-yard line. Play action on first down and has a lot of time. And he's going to go deep. And there is Christian Kirk, who's wide open. And Kirk will score on the first play from scrimmage. 75 yards.
Back here, Copeland & Company, Silver 7, getting your set for Thursday Night Football at the Corona Cantina. Always like to check in with the Action Network at this time of the week. The Action Network is the app that makes you a better better with real-time spreads, decades of gambling-specific data and analysis, and the ability to track every bet you make. Share your wins with your friends and stay up to speed on the sports info that impacts you most. Download the free app at actionnetwork.com/app. Chris Raybon joins us right now. How you doing, man?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. Now, I see in a bio I was reading about you that you've watched every snap of every NFL game since 2010?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Wow. What kind of time dedication does that take every week?
It's about, I would say, 10 hours of the week, because I watch them on the Game Pass. So I usually put them on condensed, and then I'll jump back and forth in the coaches film here and there, but I can usually get through a game in like maybe 45 minutes or so.
There you go. Well, that's something I actually like to do too, so I'm not going to laugh at you too much. I don't watch every game, though. I watch two or three games here. I watch every Rams game and every snap for sure, because it is known here I am obsessed with Sean McVay.
That's putting it lightly.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best teams to watch. I would say them and the Kansas City Chiefs are the two best teams to watch on Game Pass right now.
Well, I'll tell you some teams that are not fun to watch. Denver and Arizona. What are we doing with this game tonight, and how can we watch it and make it more entertaining?
Yeah, I think, Denver kind of coming in, they're a really short road favorite. A lot of times you want to kind of fade that and go with the home team, so I think you can make it more interesting by maybe betting on the underdog Cardinals in this spot. Denver's really had a tough time covering under Vance Joseph. They just got their first cover all year last week under Vance Joseph.
When going into a game like this, I know it's more, it's more of a outside kind of a thing, but it seems like maybe if Denver loses, Joseph could be out. Can you use that for handicapping at all?
I mean, I don't think that it's kind of a narrative. I think you could weight it in. It's hard to like quantify, so I wouldn't really like throw it in any a model or something like that. But I think there is definitely something to think about, because I think you're exactly right. I think Vance Joseph's job is on the line. I don't think it's just kind of an outside thing. I think we've kind of noticed that all along, because he kind of underperformed expectations last year as well.
All right, Chris, so let's move on to the weekend. I can't figure this game out, and I don't know if it's because it's my just inner worry and self-doubt, but I'm a Chicago Bears fan, and they're getting 3 against the Patriots on Sunday afternoon. I can't help but think this line should be closer to like 7. I know it's being at home and getting the points, and then now we're hearing about Khalil Mack and the potential injury to his ankle. So where are you at on this game, and what side do you like?
Yeah, so I'll tell you that I think I personally like the Patriots, but this line has been going between 3 and 3.5, and I think I like the Patriots at 3. At 3.5, I think you can make a better case from the Bears. It's a really close one for me. I'll tell you that if you look at the app, 72% of the tickets are on New England, but only 59% of the money is. So there's definitely some sharp action on the Bears side, if that makes your rest a little easier.
Yes, I needed that. I needed to be talked down off the ledge, because it's the Bears, so I have no idea how to think about this. I have my own idiosyncrasies and problems, but clearly, they're atop the NFC North. It is a showdown, but yeah, okay. So you put it into perspective for me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Tampa Bay and Cleveland, I find an intriguing matchup, if only because there's going to be so much orange out on the field. But Tampa Bay is up from 3 to 3.5. In this spot at home, Cleveland coming off a pretty disappointing game. I've been the Baker Mayfield, I guess, downer to everybody for the last couple of weeks, and I think we saw it last week. It's not as good as people think it's been with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, this is something that I think it kind of showed itself if you looked at the numbers even going into last game, but they were, bottom 3 in success rate, passing success rate on offense, which means their play-to-play consistency really hasn't been there under Mayfield. We're starting to see, him really struggle to connect with somebody like Jarvis Landry who that wasn't really a problem with Tyrod Taylor. So kind of some readjustments there for him. But in this game, it's interesting because, you know, there's 67% of the tickets going on the over, but 87% of the money's on the over. So just people expecting Baker to kind of do his part in this game and put up some points against that Tampa Bay defense that, you know, last in the league just fired their defensive coordinator.
What do we do with the Buffalo Bills, who I find to be one of the most humorous teams in all of sports? Their quarterback situation is comical. I actually turn on the tape. I used to watch like The Office or Seinfeld when I was going to bed. Now I watch the Buffalo Bills offense to kind of laugh my way to sleep. It's a disaster. But actually, Derek Anderson is the answer. Like, as crazy as that is, he's so much better than Peterman or Allen.
Yeah, he's a professional quarterback. Not a good one, but I mean, you know, it's interesting because if you look, you know, 54% of the tickets are on Indianapolis, so just a little over half, but only 43% of the money is on the Colts. So a lot of people kind of taking that value there at that line at 7.5, kind of probably it'll end up back at 7 before the weekend's all said and done.
So what do we think about that later afternoon game? One of the better defenses in the entire league right now. The Baltimore Ravens taking on, of course, one of the better offenses, and that just monstrosity in New Orleans. Baltimore laying just 2.5? I don't know. Where are you on this one?
Yeah, so I like Baltimore at that 2.5. I think at worst, at this point, you call these evenly matched teams, and, you know, evenly matched teams, you know, they'll usually get that three at home, and Baltimore's getting the 2.5. So I like the value with Baltimore. You kind of see that reflected too in the spreads in the public betting percentages when you look at the app. You know, 56% of the tickets are on New Orleans, but only 34% of the money is on New Orleans. So some of the big money is coming in fact, on Baltimore at 2.5.
It's Chris Raybon, senior editor and NFL analyst at the Action Network. You can catch him on I'll Take That Bet. It's a good show on ESPN Plus. So check that out, actionnetwork.com as well. I know that you've done some fantasy stuff in the past, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So is there anybody right now jumping out at you before we get into a couple more games that people are kind of down on, or somebody that people have to have in the fantasy world that they might not know right now?
Just as far as like for this week, I think, you know, there's a couple of waiver wire guys like in that San Francisco game. I think CJ Beathard, if you need a quarterback, you know, he's put up multiple touchdowns in all three of his starts, and 4 or 5 going back to last year. Raheem Mostert kind of looks like he may have taken that Alfred Morris role.
Yeah.
And then Josh Reynolds potentially could be an every down player if LA continues to be in 1-1 personnel at the highest rate in the league, which remains to be seen. But if we get kind of any indication that that's the case, which it may very well be, then Reynolds would be a great pickup for this week going against that 49er defense.
What are you seeing on the Dalvin Cook situation? This has me completely confused. Like, there was a report today that he wasn't limited at practice, but then it turns out that's because he didn't practice at all. There's a lot going on there. What can he even do with their backfield up in Minnesota?
Yeah, it's a really tough one. If you're a Dalvin Cook owner, you just have to play it by ear and hope for the best. Hopefully you have Latavius Murray. If you don't, again, you know, check your waiver wire for somebody like Mostert or somebody like that. But, yeah, Dalvin Cook, even if he plays, I think, you know, this was kind of my fear heading into the season, that he may end up being used as more in the Jerick McKinnon role in terms of volume and usage than in the Dalvin Cook role of weeks 1 through 4 from last year. And like, as his health has kind of deteriorated, that looks like it may end up happening.
Yeah. So in that game, Minnesota is at the Jets. Minnesota laying 3.5. Where do you stand on the Vikings as a team? Because they started out, they had such high expectations. Had some struggles early in the year, but I think they're putting it together, and this is an interesting spot here on the road against the Jets.
You know what? I think I agree. I think the Vikings are putting it together. I think that win in Philadelphia was really important, as was them kind of hanging with the Rams, even though they didn't win that game. But I think 3.5 is a little much on the road for going against a Jets team that has also kind of exceeded expectations, kind of been a tough team to bet against, especially when they're at home. So, you know, if you look at the app, 64% of the tickets are on Minnesota. So, you know, a lot of public support, but 55% of the money. So about 10% less money means, you know, there is some kind of, like, I guess, worry about just that line at 3.5.
mentioned the Rams and the Chiefs earlier and how impressive their offenses have been. The Chiefs are hosting Cincinnati, laying 6 here. What are people doing with this game, and what should we do?
Yeah, so with this game, the thing I think people are looking to before even the Chiefs is the over-under. So it's up at 58.5. 71% of the tickets are still on the over at that one. Only 56% of the money, so there is kind of a little bit of sharp action kind of on the under. And I think that's just because, you know, historically speaking, we're seeing the highest scoring NFL that we've ever seen. You know, teams are averaging 24.1 points a game. The overs are hitting by an average of 2.1 points per game. And so there's a lot of sharps kind of predicting some regression. It's tough to say if there will, because there just seems to be a lot of talent and teams are playing a little more wide open. So it's tough. And then when you look at the spread, KC by 6, 73% of the tickets, 70% of the money, so just about equal. A lot of public support for the Chiefs here. I think anytime they're a favorite by under a touchdown, again, you're going to see that on the Chiefs.
Jacksonville has really crashed. They are hosting Houston, though. A chance to get healthy, laying 4.5 or 5. What are we doing here?
Yeah, so this one is, if you look at the percentages, it's kind of split. 51% on Houston, minus 5 number for Jacksonville. The more of the action is kind of coming on the under here. 51% of the tickets are on the over, but 63% of the money is on the under. So a lot of people kind of thinking this will be a low-scoring game. I tend to think Jacksonville will kind of get it right here. They seem to kind of give up on that game last week in Dallas once it got out of hand. Once we kind of thought Bortles was not going to have one of his good games. But I think back at home against a team in Houston that really hasn't, even when they've won games, they haven't blown anyone out really. I think Jacksonville can kind of handle this one.
All right, great stuff, Chris. We really appreciate it. Tell everybody where they can find you and what they can find on the Action Network.
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at Chris Raybon or in the Action app. And you can just find more information like this at the Action Network, betting trends, public percentages, and essentially how to become a better.
Awesome stuff, man. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
There you go. Good stuff from him. Again, we are down here at the Silver Sevens inside the Corona Cantina getting set for Thursday Night Football. You know what? We've been saying it's not the greatest game of all time. Guess what? All the more reason to go out and have fun while you're watching it instead of sitting at home and try to watch it and have nothing else going on. This is the spot to do it. Silver Sevens, got a Penguins Maple Leaf. Should be a good hockey game as well.
Yeah.
There'll be some baseball, some football. It is a great, great time down here at Silver Sevens. Get on down here for us. Big 5 at 4 next.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Tuscany's Maryland's Cafe is a hidden Vegas secret with $19.99 crab specials every Friday. Use your comps. You can earn up to 12 times points on Fridays. Join the Tuscany Players Club today and get more for your play.
Meet me at the Tuscany. Ciao, bello.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Look in that mirror right now. You like what you see? The scraggly beard, the ear and nose hair forest? Ugh, clean it up. Hit my joint, Swagger Men's Grooming. It's Steve Cofield. I get my haircut and beard trimmed at Swagger. You should too. The ladies of Swagger can take care of you. Haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. I got the full service with the creams, the lotion, the works. Plus, they can clean up your schnoz and ears. Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
K265EZ. Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at the William Hill Race and Sports Book, it's Cofield and Company. with Adam Hill.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
And Ryan McKinnell.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
It is Goldfield and Company, Adam Hill, Ryan McKinnell. One more hour before we get you over to Thursday Night Football. And every time that we're going to wrap things up a little bit early, we do the Big Five a little bit early as well. And it's instead of Big Five at five, it's Big Five at four. And we do that now.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at four. Number five.
Well, there was a lot of angst about the Golden Knights. A little bit of struggles to open the season. They've won two games in a row. The win at Philadelphia wasn't the most spectacular effort. They gave up a lot of really good chances, but got a tremendous effort from one Marc-Andre Fleury.
Spectacular from 29.
Yeah, he was the reason they won the game, despite several really, really good chances from Philadelphia and not a whole lot for the Golden Knights. But they get the win, which is important in the road trip, and then they come home and have their best performance, I thought, of the season by far. Against Buffalo on Tuesday. Now they have a game coming up on Saturday against Anaheim, Pacific Division leading Anaheim. But I did notice that Deadspin did a story today about whether the Golden Knights and Capitals have any chance of repeating what they did last year. Caps also went through a little bit of a lull here the last couple of games. And they're kind of making the point that it's going to be tough to repeat. There's the hangover effect and everything else that goes on after a long run like that. This particular author